'cause you know you mean to me. Put her off now, yes indeed. Say you're pretty bother.
90.5 WMUCFM College Park. The new Indie Canon will be on right after this message.
Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
All right. Before we start tonight's show, I just want to set the scene for you. It's 1995. It's the fall of your senior year of high school. And you're just about to move into the dorms because you've got a scholarship now to board your senior year. So you're about to move away from home 5 nights a week. You've been away all summer from Baltimore, where they have good alternative radio. You've been in Massachusetts, too far from any major city to get good rock radio. You've been only hearing top 40 or, you know, what music was on your friend's mixtapes. And so the last thing you knew, alternative was still alternative. It was mostly driven by the sounds of grunge and pretty straight ahead alternative. The last CDs you bought might have been Smashing Pumpkins' Pisces Iscariot or the Tank Girl soundtrack, which was full of the sounds of, you know, Belly and Bjork, Joan Jett and Paul Westerberg. And so you come home after this exile in Massachusetts and you turn on the radio and you hear a sound that you thought you'd left behind in the 80s, a sound that fills you in horror, a sound that tells you that rock radio in the fall of 1995 will never be the same. You hear the sound of saxophones. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a special edition of the New Indie Canon.
Sweet tea.
90.5 WMUC-FM College Park. You are listening to the new Indie Canon, a syllabus 25 years in the making of the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more curated for my generation and yours. But today we are sticking strictly to the canon and going back further than 25 years. This is my salute to a fascinating fall. We are looking back at the fall of 1995. As I said in my intro, it was just a weird time in rock. Grunge was no longer the guiding force in alternative music, and what was coming next hadn't been determined yet. And so A&R guys, artist and repertoire guys at radio stations and or at record companies, and the music directors at radio stations were just throwing anything at the wall, hoping that something would stick. And for a long time, nothing did. And it was just a fascinatingly weird time. And the result was a lot of wonderful one-hit wonders. It was a lot of weird experimentation. And it was the introduction to a lot of bands who would go on to be huge. Dave Matthews Band, no doubt, Everclear, obviously Phish, people who became huge household names, and then other people who were just flashing the pans. But we are going to just throw all of that out there and give you a little taste of what those 2 hours would be. It's going to be incomplete. It's going to lean more toward the novelty and the one hit, and it is going to completely really do a disservice to the really cool things happening, unfortunately, in hip-hop, in black music and Latin music. This is definitely a pretty white affair, and apologies to fans of those music. We're mostly sticking to alternative and rock radio, but it's going to be fun. I mentioned Ants Marching there, Dave Matthews Band, Under the Table and Dreaming. Actually, took a while, I feel like, for Ants Marching to become the big song. I feel like What Would You Say was sort of the big one out the gate, or maybe Satellite. But that was certainly, but Ants Marching over time would definitely eclipse it. Another one, though, as I remember coming back from Massachusetts to Maryland, turning on the radio and just getting hit with the sonic assault of this next song. And this felt like a throwback to earlier 90s, and it did not prepare me for the change that was coming, but I still love it anyways. It's the Meat Puppets, and this is Scum.
sail the goddess of our invisible shrine. Hand over all water. You know that means business. Come under the stone. We find the stone. Under the stars. We find the
Don't ask why. down the drain. Down the drain. Down the drain. The
Tonight, for one night only, it's 1995. You're listening to 90.5.
Doesn't matter what I say. This MTV is not for free. This OPC is killing me. So desperately I'll sing the other love. Sure, but I'm so raging, pain and pain and fear itself. And I can't keep these feelings on the shelf. I've tried, well, no doubt I lied. You'd be friends with suicide, but I got too much pride inside to hide or slide. All I'll do is I'll decide and let it ride until I die. And only then shall I abide this by to catch a little tunes of 50-minute ditties. I wanna bust all your balloons. I wanna burn all of your cities to the ground. I found I will not mess around unless I play. Then hey, I will go on all day. Hear what I say, I have a prayer to pray. That's really all this was. Wanna feel it stuck in me if I got no rhyme off. Because I'm real sad.
Tell you to run.
Oh, boy.
but it's him, but young. Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
All the way.
But it's him, but young. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run with, how we will cry. I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run with, how we will cry.
.5 WMUCFM College Park. Patchen here with you. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are celebrating 30 years of the music of the fall of 1995. These are all songs you might have heard if you turned on the radio my senior year of high school. It was a wonderfully wild and woolly time. I can tell you that turning on the radio and hearing Dave Matthews Band and Blues Traveler back to back when you were used to hearing like Alice in Chains and Smashing Pumpkins was just such a clear sign that things had changed and yeah, things were going to be different from then on. Started that set off. We start off with Meat Puppets and Scum from No Joke. We had Better Than Ezra, Good, a song that just took over the summer of 1995 to the point that there were like Saturday Night Live jokes about it. Sponge, Molly, 16 Candles from Rotting Pinata, Blues Traveler then with Hook from Four. It was a toss-up between that and Runaround, but of course whatever you call that at the end, sort of won the coin flip there. Sunvolt, after the demise of Uncle Tupelo, Jay Farrar went on to form Sunvolt. We had Drown from Trace, and then you just heard Rusted Root, Send Me On My Way from their absolutely iconic album, When I Woke. If you have not listened to that whole album, so good. Once again, I'm Patch, and I'm broadcasting to you live from the top of South Campus Dining Hall, where it is a glorious 34 degrees, relatively cloudy here in College Park. Tomorrow, warming up to 44. Thursday, sunny and 38. Friday, cloudy and 36. Saturday, warming all the way up to 41. Sunday, we're back to 33, and we could have some precipitation, maybe some snow, maybe some sleet, maybe even some hail. Monday, sunny, 31 degrees all the way down to 18. Tuesday, the sun might come out again. All right, more music from 1995. We cannot talk about this fall also without talking about the women. Of course, we'll play some Alanis Morissette later. Of course, we'll play some Joan Osborne later. Right now, though, let's send you into the embrace of Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories.
Do you eat, sleep, do you breathe me anymore? Do you sleep, do you count sheep anymore? Do you sleep anymore? And
came over and told me about Fred. He's such a hairy behemoth, she said. Dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told her about Larry. And yesterday how he asked me to marry. And I'm not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. So we laughed, compared notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl. She called home to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. And then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. And then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds, and we'll have our pearls. I kissed a girl. Change the world, but I'm so glad I kissed the girl. I
The New Indie Canon on 90.5, and tonight, it's the fall of 1995.
Love said alone.
Higher and higher. Well, I know, and I need, and I feel we're going.
Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
Yo, ye pharaohs, let us walk through this barren desert in search of delightful songs from 1995. Let me tell you, as someone who was at boarding school in 1995, but who was still having to go home once or twice a week because he was a senior and trying to finish up his Eagle project so he could get his Eagle Scout badge, what a gift that song was to stumble upon, to have it piped up from DC 101. To just discover this randomness and just, oh, it was such a pleasure. It was like, oh, okay, this is my reward for having to drive half an hour to Columbia to round up teenagers to do my bidding so I can get a badge. Anyways, Southern Culture on the Skids, Camel Walk. Before that, Tripping Daisy, I Got a Girl. Before that, the Presidents of the United States. And of course, we had the Presidents of the United States of America. Of course, we had Lump. Yes, Peaches would also have been a great call. Or Dune Buggy, or any other song from that album. Before that, some amazing women. Amy Mann, That's Just What You Are. Jill Sibule, I Kissed a Girl. And Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories with Do You Sleep from her album Tales. I feel like I'm missing an album I should have played now, by now. Something, 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 something in the something, something. I don't even remember.
The world is a vampire.